a special election for the recall of 8 of the 9 members of Rengel Medical Center's board of directors is scheduled for June 19th. This election could affect Rengel's new hospital project. Main financer USDA says due to the potential instability of the hospital board, they are forced to reconsider their current loan agreement. Jim Nordlin, USDA's state director of rural development.
Well, the terms of the original loan, of course, assume that, you know, stable management of the hospital, a wholesale turnover of the hospital board would cause us concern, just like any other lender. We feel that under those circumstances, instead of just a revenue bond to provide security for the loan, we would require a general obligation bond. In other words, the full faith and credit of all the citizens of Rengel.
USDA's loan is for approximately $25 million. Currently, their loan agreement is that of a revenue bond, which would be paid back by money generated by the hospital. A general obligation bond, on the other hand, can be based on revenue, but stipulates that in an event that there's a shortfall in hospital revenues, city property taxes would make up the difference in the payment. A general obligation bond would need to be approved by the voters of Rengel. Borough manager Timothy Rooney says at this time city staff is looking at possible limitations of that loan.
We are restricted as a community as to how much of a general obligation bond loan we can make. And it may very well be that limitation is smaller than $24.7 million.
He says if there's a change in the loan agreement that requires a vote of the people, there could be delays to the project in the fall.
As a result of perhaps the loan no longer being a revenue bond and it requiring a vote of the people, if it is indeed possible to even have a general obligation bond loan, that could cause a delay, certainly.
Rooney says some financial institutions that would provide financing until construction is complete have expressed concern over the recall petitions. One is First Bank that notified the city last week that they will not be submitting a bid to finance interim work on the project. The city was concerned with securing construction financing by early next month per the USDA loan agreement. However, Nordland says the USDA will wait until after the special election June 19th to decide on the terms of the loan. Reporting in Rengel, I'm Charlotte Duran.